Since 2002, Sitka Assembly members have earned around $300 a month, and the mayor has earned $500. A 60% pay raise would bump the mayor's stipend up to $800 and the assembly's up to $500. All in all, it would cost the city an additional $18,000 a year. City Administrator John Leach sponsored the ordinance. He said the work the assembly does goes far beyond their regular meetings, and he wanted to acknowledge that time.
Over the past few years, I've spent a lot of individual working time with all of the assembly members. We've got numerous ordinances that come forward, and my office has had to call any one of you to say, can you give up an hour, 2 hours of your day to come in and sit down at a table with me, help craft an ordinance, help put a resolution together, something that requires your time and effort outside of just the few hours you sit here. I know there's a lot of research that goes into the decisions the assembly has to make. That time just doesn't happen on its own.
The city's charter gives the assembly the authority to set its own pay rate. During public comment, Austin Cranford, who's running for a seat on the assembly this year, said he thought the assembly should put the pay raise out to a public vote.
Two of the assembly are currently up for, well, no, three are currently up for re-election. My apologies. There are still three others that would receive this increase next year. As the current assembly members, you have a financial interest in this ordinance as it increases your pay and therefore is of substantial economic interest.
The assembly didn't debate whether to put a potential pay increase out to the voters. Their discussion focused mainly on the costs associated with serving on the assembly. Assemblymember Crystal Duncan said the substantial time commitment discourages people from running, and raising the pay could chip away at that barrier.
Because we know that we have to show up on Tuesdays, Thursdays, sometimes Mondays, occasionally Saturdays, which means for a good segment of Sitka who have to work a second job to make ends meet, they cannot just scratch out and show up to meetings on occasion. So what that then entails is a lack of representation. If they wanted to serve, they can't.
And Assemblymember Kevin Mosher said while he served on the assembly as an act of service, he felt the time and emotional costs of serving justified the increase.
I think this is completely fair. And for those who write, you know, would complain or rump, I would say that the city's been saving money for 20 years by not having any increases. And I would anticipate there's not going to be another increase for quite some time. So, I'm okay with this.
The assembly approved the ordinance unanimously. It will come before them again for a final reading in September. If it passes, it will go into effect after the October 3rd municipal election. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.